This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Varsity Records was busy making music for people in about 1939, 40, 41 in there. And they decided as an advertisement for their label to create a band. And they did. They called it the Varsity Seven, with a guest occasionally coming in. And they chose Benny Carter to pretty much organize things and to play trumpet rather than the usual alto saxophone and to do the arranging. Clarinet, Danny Polo, tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins on the piano from Chicago, Joe Sullivan, Ulysses Livingston guitar, Artie Shapiro bass, George Wetling on drums, and in this case, a guest vocalist, Joe Turner. Thank you. Varsity 7 for Varsity Records, 1940. Pom Pom, written by Benny Carter and arranged for him for the band, and he was playing trumpet. And How Long Blues, a standard written by Leroy Carr. Danny Polo played the clarinet. Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone. Joe Sullivan at the piano. Ulysses Livingston, guitar. Artie Shapiro, bass. George Welding, drums, and guest singer Joe Turner. Varsity 7, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at ProLiant's Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons offer the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment. More information about their specialists and the Pillar Procedure can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Now to a Gene Norman concert, Pasadena, California, 1947, for Modern Hollywood Records. This is two sides of a 10-inch 78. The composition is Blue Lou, written by the great Edgar Sampson. Wardell Gray plays tenor, Errol Garner piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Red Callender bass, and Jackie Mills on the drums. Just Jazz Concert in Pasadena, 1947 for Modern Hollywood Records, put on by Gene Norman. Wardell Gray tenor, Errol Garner beautifully at the piano. Irving Ashby guitar, Red Callender bass, and Jackie Mills playing the drums. Blue Lou, written by Edgar Sampson, who brought us so many beautiful pieces of poetry. Stomping at the Savoy comes to mind. Here's Sarah Vaughan, 1946.
I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've lost my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stopped my heart with ice and sugar there. Care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of flames around you to hold you and swear with deep emotion. Devotion to you, goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you or no one, and so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me? You could care. You didn't need me, for you had your share of flames around me to hold me and swell with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to. I'm through with love, I'm through with love. For every time I fall in love, something always happens to me. That's why I'm through.
In the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Us with my woman, toil for my kids. Sweat till I'm wrinkled in gray, while that lucky old son There's nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord, up above, can't you know I'm finding tears all in my eyes? Send down that cloud with the silver lining. Lift me to Palestine. Show me that river. Take me across and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Take me across and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around. Oh, roll around heaven all day.
three vocalists for you, starting off with Sarah Vaughan, 1946 for Musicraft Records, accompanied by George Treadwell, his trumpet, and his orchestra. Through with Love, written in 1931 by Fud Livingston, Matty Malnick, and Gus Kahn. Louis Armstrong for Decca, 1949, with Gordon Jenkins arranging and conducting the orchestra. Of That Lucky Old Son, written by Beasley Smith and Haven Gillespie. And Helen Forrest, Los Angeles, 1945, with Victor Young conducting and arranging for her, Gordon Jenkins, Every Time I Fall in Love. Sarah Vaughan, Louis Armstrong, Helen Forrest, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford for over 30 years, offering all-natural chemical-free mattresses by Natura. Bedrooms and More is a local resource for natural bedding, pillows, and toppers. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
Bill Russell now, to talk about him. He was an archivist and ran the archives at the Tulane University Jazz Center in New Orleans for many years. He played the violin. He was around New Orleans most of his life. And he put out a wonderful record label called American Music. And it was his idea that if he could record the older people who were in New Orleans and make 78 records of them, it would be much like it was before any recording. And so he set about that project. He even went as far as to have them play in the various halls in New Orleans where the people would go and dance and listen. So the acoustics would be accurate. San Jacinto Hall in New Orleans, 1944. This is Bunk Johnson, his trumpet, and his band, with George Lewis clarinet, Jim Robinson trombone, Lawrence Marrero banjo, Sidney Brown on tuba, Alcide slow drag papago string bass, and Warren Baby Dodds on the drums, and they call this Lowdown Blues. Orleans, 1944, and Bill Russell's recording of Bunk Johnson and his band at the San Jacinto Hall in New Orleans for his American music label. And that went on a little bit longer than the standard 3 minutes of 78 because it was 12-inch 78. Blue Note started that, I think. And, of course, Russell was good friends with Alfred Lion and got the idea of doing that for his own. And it worked out beautifully. George Lewis's clarinet, Jim Robinson, trombone, Lawrence Barrero, banjo, Sidney Brown on tuba, Alcide Slow Drag, Papago on string bass, and Baby Dodds. Now, sometime a little later in 1944, Bunk got his trumpet and went out to San Francisco, quite a trip in those days, to perform with the Yerba Buena Jazz Band, a famous group that pretty much centered in the San Francisco area. And it was a revival band. It was the idea of playing as the great music of earlier times in this art. And had quite a following. And Bunk was a hero to the musicians. And so he arrived, and his friend's sister, Lottie Peavy, is here to do some singing also. With them, Turk Murphy on trombone, Ellis Horn on clarinet, Bert Bales on the piano, Pat Patton on banjo, Squire Gershbach on string bass, and Clancy Hayes giving up his banjo and singing for playing the drums. Here's Bunk Johnson, Sister Lottie Peavy, the Yerba Buena Jazz Band in San Francisco, 1944. Bunk Johnson and his trumpet, and Sister Lottie Peavy and her voice, guests with the Yerba Buena Jazz Band in San Francisco, 1944, recorded by Good Time Jazz. Two traditionals, Nobody's Fault But Mine and When I Moved to the Sky. Dirk Murphy trombone, Ellis Horn clarinet, Bert Bales on piano, Pat Patton banjo, Squire Gershbach string bass, Clancy Hayes playing the drums. Bunk Johnson, Sister Lottie Peavy, the Yerba Buena Jazz Band, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU, comes from
graduates of Seattle Institute of Oriental Medicine, like Amy Darling, practicing in Seattle and Tacoma. Amy specializes in treating pain and digestive problems. Amy Darling and other acupuncturists in the community are listed at siom.edu/alumni.
Duke Ellington now, 1939. Ellington, throughout his career, would write based on what he saw and felt, and name names of places where he had been. This is called Serenade to Sweden for Columbia Records, 1939. Ellington does the intro on the piano. Wallace Jones, who played one of three trumpets in the band and didn't solo that much, plays the melody. Joe Nanton, known as Tricky Sam for his use of mutes, plays trombone solo. Harry Carney, baritone sax, and Lawrence Brown's trombone. Here's Duke Ellington, 1939, Serenade to Sweden.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra and his piano, 1939 for Columbia Records, Serenade to Sweden, Wallace Jones, Joe Nanton, Harry Carney, and Lawrence Brown soloing. The flip side of that record is cryptic. It's called The Sergeant Was Shy. Ellington wrote it. What's interesting here is the guitarist in the band, Freddie Guy, played for years and hardly ever had a chance to be heard other than as rhythm guitarist, which was wonderful. But here, he does some soloing. Barnaby Guard's clarinet, Rex Stewart his cornet, and Joe Nanton again on trombone. The Sergeant Was Shy. Duke Ellington for Columbia Records, 1939, and The Sergeant Was Shy. Freddie Guy, a little bit of a guitar solo there, Barnaby Guard's clarinet, Rex Stewart's cornet, Joe Nanton's trombone, Ellington piano and the rest, and a marvelous composition, all that working, all of that puzzling itself out, and all in 3 minutes. And everyone happy with that. I mentioned earlier the fact of 12-inch 78 records. When I played the American Music by Bill Russell, when he took that lead from Blue Note, and here is the second issue by Blue Note Records in 1939, a 12-inch 78 record of Albert Ammons, solo pianist. We will hear both sides. Boogie Woogie Stomp and Boogie Woogie Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Albert Ammon's 1939 for Blue Note Records, a couple that he wrote, Boogie Woogie Stomp and Boogie Woogie Blues. I'm going to compare Albert Ammon's 1939 with Albert Ammon's 1949. But first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Albert Ammons chose Israel Crosby, Chicago bass player, to be with him, Jack Cooley to play drums, and here he is in 1949.
Thank you.
Albert Ammons, 1949 for Mercury Records, with Israel Crosby on bass and Jack Cooley playing drums. Margie, written 1920 by Con Conrad and J. Russell Robinson. And Red Sails in the Sunset, a 1935 hit by Hugh Williams. Albert Ammons, 1949. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPL. I did this, didn't I? Yes, I did. I'm thinking about something else. Mustn't do that. Concentrate. It's all right to say it again. This is KPLU. 24 hours, we're here for you. All right, little couplet there for you. In comparing Albert Ammons, 1939, and Albert Ammons, 1949, I thought I'd have you compare Tony Bennett, 1951, and Tony Bennett, 1976.
I won't cry anymore now that you've left me. I won't cry anymore now that you're gone. I've shed a million tears since we're apart, but tears can never mend a broken heart. I won't sigh anymore, I'll just forget you, and I'm closing the door of memory. Is goodbye, I won't cry anymore. Goodbye, I won't cry anymore.
Someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it's near you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too. And goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Well, comparing Tony Bennett, 1951, and Tony Bennett, 1976. In 51, he was doing an arrangement by Percy Faith, who was directing the orchestra for him. I Won't Cry Anymore, written by Al Frisch, and lyric by Fred Wise. And then for DRG Records, 1976, in San Francisco, Tony Bennett and Bill Evans at the piano. Make Someone Happy, a 1960 musical, Do Re Mi, and the compositions by Julie Stein and the lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Tony Bennett, 1951-1976. This is 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Rim Automotive on Stoneway in Wallingford and Speaker Lab on Roosevelt in Ravenna. Proud to participate in KPLU's Buy Local program. A list of other locally owned businesses is at kplu.org/buy local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
I'd like to continue to compare, as I did with Albert Ammons and with Tony Bennett, this time with pianist Al Haig. We'll start late and go back to early. 1975, Al Haig with Jamal Nasser, also known as George Joyner, on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, and Sweet and Lovely. Then, from 1954... Al Haig piano, Bill Crow bass, and Lee Abrams on drums. Just One of Those Things by Cole Porter, and Yardbird Suite by Charlie Parker.
Thank you.
comparing Al Haig at the piano in 1975 and in 1954. In 1975, for East Wind Records, he had Jamel Nasser on bass and Billy Higgins on the drums. Sweet and Lovely, a 1931 composition by Gus Arnheim, Charlie Daniels, Harry Tobias. And then for Swing Label, 1954, with Bill Crow on bass and Lee Abrams on drums. Just One of Those Things, written by Cole Porter, 1935, for his musical Jubilee, and Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. Al Haig, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Evergreen State College in Olympia, announcing their annual open house Saturday, January 16th. On this preview day, attendees will be introduced to Evergreen's theme-based classes and student-centered teaching. More information at evergreen.edu/welcome.
A couple of requests now from Portland, Oregon. There are a number of people down there who email me and listen. In fact, there's a group. I'm quite pleased with this. They get together on Sundays at somebody else's house, and they do, you know, different people cook, and they listen to the program, and they dance, and they talk about the music, and that's very nice, listening on the computer. I'm not sure what the stats are on this, but I think that, you know, so many people around the world are able to listen to radio on their computers. It's quite nice because you can get something from home if you're far away. Anyway, Billy lives in one part of Portland, and she's there. And Brian, he lives across town. And their group wants to hear something from the Master Sounds. And so they are here, the Master Sounds. From Los Angeles, 1958, meaning on piano, Richie Crabtree. On vibes, Buddy Montgomery. On guitar, Wes Montgomery. On Fender bass, Monk Montgomery. Brothers three there. And on drums, Benny Barth. And this is a World Pacific record where the Master Sounds work on the music from Kismet, the wonderful musical by Robert Wright and George Forrest. We will hear from that musical by the Master Sounds, Baubles, Bangles and Beads, and Stranger in Paradise. Thank you. Master Sounds 1958 from Los Angeles for World Pacific Records, and two from the musical Kismet, written by Robert Wright and George Forrest, Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads, and Stranger in Paradise. Richie Crabtree played the piano, Buddy Montgomery vibes, Wes Montgomery guitar, Fender bass, Monk Montgomery, and Benny Barth on the drums. The Master Sounds right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. PLU has created Project Access to help students realize their dreams of a college education. With a goal of $1 million, PLU welcomes contributions from community members at plu.edu/projectaccess. PLU, challenge, support, success.
Now, a word about V-discs. These were records, 78 primarily, if not at all, in all, during World War II for the men and women in uniform so that records could be sent around the world and they could crank up a record player and hear something from home. Here on V-Disc, we'll hear two 1944 Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Judy Garland.
Place a bet. I have been a loser all my life. Like a 2-year-old, I pick 'em bad. I'm told, still I think in me you'd find a perfect wife. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime. If dear in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime. If dear in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you
Judy Garland and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra for V-Disc, 1944. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. 1929 composition by Henry Sullivan, lyric by Harry Ruskin. Over the Rainbow, 1938, music by Harold Arlen, lyric by Yip Harburg. Judy Garland and Tommy Dorsey, 1944. 1982 for Galaxy Records, Art Pepper, alto saxophonist George Cables, pianist, would like to share with you their version of Over the Rainbow.
Thank you.
Art Pepper, alto saxophone, and George Cable's piano. 1982 for Galaxy Records, and their interpretation of Over the Rainbow, written by Harold Arlen. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with all of you on Sunday afternoon. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. I'd like to chase a 1930 composition by Sam Stepped and Bud Green. It's called Liza Lee. For Brunswick Records, up first, Ben Burney and his orchestra. A vocal by Billy Hillpott, and also from 1930 for Victor Records, and his version of Liza Lee, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, with a vocal by Jimmy Rushing. Thank you. Liza Lee, a couple different bands, 1930, both of them. Liza Lee, written by Sam Stepp and Bud Green. Brunswick record of Ben Burney and his orchestra with Billy Hillpott doing the singing. And then for Victor Records, same year, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with Orrin Hotlips Page playing some trumpet, Buster Moten on accordion, Harlan Leonard on alto and soprano saxophone, Jack Washington baritone saxophone, Jimmy Rushing singing with some fine guitar behind him by Eddie Durham, Liza Lee, Ben Burney, and Benny Moten. I'd like to take Hotlips Page out of Benny Moten's band and put it in his own, 1944 for Commodore. He's going to sing and play his trumpet. Two compositions by him, The Blues Jumped the Rabbit, and My Gal Is Gone.
Thank you. gonna bring her back. My gal is gone. Pride won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track. Conductor said all aboard. I could hear the police shout. Your gal was on that train. Just pulled out. My gal is gone. Pride will bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track. Flag that train brakeman. Tell the engineer to stop. If he don't stop that train, I'll blow my top. My gal is gone. Pride won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track. Well, the engineer blew the whistle. The fireman threw on coal. If you let her leave me, fireman, you kill my very soul. My gal is gone. Pride won't bring her back. That's why I'm making my journey down the railroad track.
Hot Lips Page, his trumpet and his voice and his orchestra and his compositions. The Blues, Jump the Rabbit, and My Gal is Gone, both for Commodore Records. Assisting two tenor saxophonists, Lucky Thompson and Lem Johnson on piano, Ace Harris on bass, John Simmons and Sid Catlett playing drums. Hot Lips Page, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Opera, presenting swift action and memorable music in Verdi's melodrama Il Trovatore. A gypsy's love for her son clashes with a secret from her past in a tale of romance and revenge. January 16th through 30th at McCaw Hall. Information at seattleopera.org.
Go back a few years with Hot Lips Page, back to 1940 for Bluebird Records, and he cut his band down quite a bit here. Teddy Bunn, just going to sing for you and play his guitar. Ernest Hill, his string bass. And on trumpet, the leader, Hot Lips Page.
Bother with me. I'm an evil man. don't you bother with me. I'll empty your pockets and fill you with misery. I've got 900 women, I need 100 more. I've got 900 women, I need 100 more. Then I'm gonna put a padlock, honey, on my door.
Hot Lips Page Trio for Bluebird Records, 1940, with guitarist and vocalist Teddy Bunn and string bass player Ernest Hill. Evil Man's Blues, written by Leonard Feather, and Do It If You Wanna, written by Page, 1940. Same year, Bluebird offered Teddy Bunn a contract for solo guitar, and he did four sides, and I brought three for you to hear. Guitar on High and Blues Without Words by him, and Shelley Wall Morton's King Porter Stomp.
Thank you. left me, she has gone away. My baby has left me, she has gone away.
Eddie Bunn, solo guitarist for Bluebird Records, 1940. Guitar on High, written by him. Blues Without Words, written by him. And King Porter Stomp, written by Jelly Roll Morton. And to compare, Jelly Roll Morton, 1926 in Chicago for a vocalion, will play his King Porter Stomp. His composition, King Porter Stomp, and performing in Chicago, 1926, for Vocalion Records. Finally, with King Porter Stomp, a 1928 recording of Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra for Columbia. This was put together pretty much as a head arrangement, which means it's in your head. It's not, you're not reading music. And the ideas for it were suggested and presented to the band by Coleman Hawkins, who plays a tenor saxophone solo here. Bobby Stark opens up with trumpet, and then Hawkins. Joe Smith plays his trumpet, Buster Bailey's clarinet, and Jimmy Harrison's trombone. Here's Fletcher Henderson, King Porter Stomp. Thank you. King Porter Stout, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1928 for Columbia Records, with Bobby Stark's trumpet and Joe Smith's trumpet and Coleman Hawkins' tenor, Buster Bailey clarinet, Jimmy Harrison trombone. King Porter Stout, written by Jelly Roll Morton. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Studio Evolve, a locally owned business in the Wallingford neighborhood offering personalized Pilates and gyrotonic sessions. All levels of fitness welcome for those whose New Year's resolutions include better health. More info at studio-evolve.com.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt playing the tenor saxophone, Bud Powell the piano, Curly Russell string bass, Max Roach on the drums, Bud's Blues, and Fine and Dandy, written by Kay Swift in 1930. The Sonny Stitt Quartet, 1949 for Prestige. Prestige Records. And search these out. I had, you know, the awakening that occurs for everybody. I mean, when I played the Teddy Bun, I was so happy to receive so many phone calls from people who said, I play the guitar, I've never heard this guy. And so they're going to go out and get some. That's wonderful. Just to continue on with yourself. A very important thing. Satisfying. Healthy. Sonny Stitt Quartet, 1949. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all news and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Gen Care Lifestyle. Retirement living designed to inspire a healthy, rewarding life with purpose. Called Whole Life Living, it features vitality and stay sharp programs and an emphasis on whole organic nutrition. More information at GenCareLifestyle.com.
Now to Benny Goodman and his septet, meaning Buck Clayton trumpet, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Goodman clarinet, Count Basie piano, Charlie Christian electric guitar, Freddie Green acoustic guitar, Walter Page bass, Joe Jones drums.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his septet, 1940. It was issued on a jazz archive LP a number of years ago, and just recently in box 239, Mosaic introduced that material plus much more. The classic Columbia OK and Vocalion Lester Young with Count Basie. Certainly worth getting. Number 239, Mosaic. Well, what did we hear? We heard Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester Young tenor, Benny Goodman clarinet, Count Basie piano, Charlie Christian electric guitar, Freddie Green acoustic guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on drums. They did an ad-lib blues, and it sounded like it, you know, this is a rehearsal. But fortunately, the recording engineer was recording it and kept it. We heard Ad-Lib Blues, Holy Cats by Goodman, Charlie's Dream, pretty much put together by Count Basie and Lester Young, and a hit for bandleader Ted Fiorito, I Never Knew. Also some fine lyric if you want to hear it sung, written by Gus Kahn. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And from me to you, thanks for being out there.